الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم إلى آخر الآية صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We know a farmer, what he's going to plant and he wants to harvest in the winter season, fruit like oranges, etc., citrus fruit. So he can't, our winters are June, July, during that period. He can't plant in June and July. He has to plant 3-4 months before. Similar, if a farmer wants his summer crops, mangoes, etc., leeches, he can't go and plant the trees and expect them to come immediately. For mangoes, how many years before you have to plant your trees? Or many other fruit also. And then, before the season, he has to prune his trees, put fertilizer, all that effort he has to make, then he will be able to get his crop on the time. And if he did not prepare, what will he get? It will be then that person who will, like he will say, in Akhirat, Ya Laytani Qaddamtu Lihayati. For my farm of the Akhirat, oh Allah, had I planted in my life of dunya. But I didn't work when it was time to work. I was busy on the cell phone. I was busy partying, having prize, etc., going for holidays. Others, things which were not important, were very important to me. Gunas were my hobby and my passion, and now empty-handed there. Everyone else will be harvesting and getting. The others, on the other hand, who prepared for that, for them it will be said, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, soul that is totally, you worked hard there, now it's only rest for you. No problem. Irjivi ila rabbiki, now come back to your home. This is your home. And everyone loves to be back home. And the home of a mu'min is also akhirat. We came from there. Allah created us in Medan-e-Alast. And then the unseen realm. And we go back there again. And when we had prepared, then we find enjoyment. Irji'i ila rabbiki raviyatam mardiyah. Two great honorary degrees Allah gives at that time. One is Radhiya, you are happy with Allah. And the joy, you will be brimming with joy on your face. Wujuhun yawma idhin nazira ila rabbiha nazira. The faces will be shining, beaming. They will be so happy, radiance from them. It comes in the hadith that the parents of the children who became hafid, their faces will be beautiful like the 14th full moon. The 14th full moon, by poets of the past and the present, the poets of all poets use the moon as a great symbol of beauty. So they will be so shining, brimming, happy. And then the children will be told, read Quran now. And as they read every ayat, the parent stage will go higher and higher all the time. So all that will be for those who prepared now when it is time to prepare. And those of us who are busy with other things, and in fact we say not important all that, and you must see to your dunya also, and you must see to this also, and all other things, and we get deprived of preparing for akhirat. And to this extent, that the atheist denies akhirat. He doesn't believe in akhirat, doesn't believe in Allah. And we, Allah make us maaf, no matter how hard we might take it, but practically, is akhirat in our mind. They denied it, thereby aqidah they denied it. And we in our practical life, today whole day, Jummah's day, Mubarak day. A day, Jummah is a day of gathering, when all the people gather. That is Jummah Salah. According to Shafi'i Mazhab, in a town, there must be only one Jami Masjid. And all the other Masajid also no Jummah Namaz. All must gather here. Eid day, then we have the Eidgah. We all must leave our Masajid, go to the Eidgah. Hajj, then we leave all the world's Masajid. And we all go to Haram Sharif. We go to Arafat. So finally, we all will gather in the Akhirah. That is the day when of gathering of the ancient and future, and all people will be gathered there. So on that day, how much we have prepared for that is going to help us. And then, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. And you have pleased Allah also. What a wonderful meeting. Yeah, in this world, when we meet somebody, we eager to meet that person. That person is eager to meet us. How wonderful. One time we went someplace and we were visiting there, and we knocked on the door, and the owner of the house, he wasn't interested in meeting anyone. He was, it's time to sleep, but he peeped from the window on top. And at just that time we also looked up. So when we saw him, now he had no choice but to meet us. Now he will say, very good, mashallah, you people came. Welcome, etc. But he's not eager to meet us. And if we are not eager to meet somebody, what kind of a meeting? And where? It is radiyatan mardiyah. You are eager to meet that person, your host. And the guest is eager to meet the host. Host is eager to meet the guest. What a wonderful, that in itself. Radiyatan mardiyah. Udkhuli fi ibadi. Then it Allah will announce that first go and enjoy with me, go and sit with my special servants, and they are the mashayikh-e-izam, those who make effort to lead people to Allah, but whom Allah makes the sabab and cause for the guidance, not just for the knowledge of deen. Now knowledge is not enough. Wa na'ma ajrul alimin. Many Hibs boys, all of us there, we make mistakes. And we sometimes get a good hiding also, then we'll remember it. It's not for na'ma ajrul alimeen, those who know. The great enjoyable reward is for those who made amal, na'ma ajrul amileen. So those who did that and they go there, what great enjoyment they will have there. And then, after that, wadkhuli jannati, my jannat, which Allah has made with His own hand. Allah did not give the contract of making Jannat to any master builders or the plans to any master architects or anything. Allah Himself has made it. And how? La aynun ra'at, which no eye has ever seen. Wa la udhunun sami'at, no ear has heard. What we read and read in the Quran Sharif is to give us an indication. The real reality of it, only it's beyond us. وَلَا خَطْرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. Even the slightest thought can't come to insan. In fact, Jannat starts where our imagination is exhausted. If somebody has to tell somebody, Just imagine, don't worry what technology can do for you. Unlimited, you have access to not the present technology, not technology of 1,000 years in front, unlimited technology, and just say what kind of a bathroom you'd like to have, bedroom, what kind of a kitchen, what kind of a garden you'd like to have, whatever you can think, and you exhaust your mind, where it's completely exhausted, Jannat starts from there. Then what, and how many darajat, stages of Jannat, what will Jannat be? So all that is, if we prepare for it now. And if we don't prepare, then we'll just have to say, Ya Laitani, Qaddamtu Li Hayati. Kafe Afsos Malenge. Oh, what a pity. Why didn't I do it? Well, I had the opportunity. I can kick myself in the back that I had everything. All the opportunity. And so easy. Allah made the earning of Akhirat the most easy. And the earning of dunya the most difficult. But because we are in the environment and in the groove of earning dunya, dunya seems easy for us to earn. Otherwise, dunya's life, for example, if you take any aspect, just your dressing. Take for example a woman dressing, when she gets up in the morning, then certain clothes. When she wants to go sleep, gown. Then when she wants to go out, this kind clothes. Another occasion, other kind clothes. All different occasions also, different clothes. You have to go to a meeting, dress according to that. You are going for fishing, dress according to that. You are going for a picnic, you dress everything different. And in deen, one dress, your sunnah dress, all the time. It's so easy it is. So every aspect of our life, deen is the easiest way of life and the most enjoyable way of life and the most perfect way of life. Everything in deen. So Allah made it so easy to earn. So for that, Allah Ta'ala has given us our short life. Our life of 60, 70 years, say 65 years is a very, very short life. To earn in 65 years, 15 years, we're not baligh, sir. We can take out more or less 15. 40 years you are left. And when you do become baligh, perhaps at the age of 15, unfortunately, we are far from being baligh, sir. Even when, as it is said beautifully, we reach 55. Bachpan ko bhoge, lekin abhi bachpan nahi gaya. But our childhood has not gone, sir. So we are of we take it that when we in our teens, our parents also take it. It's time for them to have fun now. And then you get married later in life, and then now you're settling down, you got married, and then you want to build your empire, and you want to have your children now. All that goes on, then you want to see to dunya. And time just goes, then when we going to prepare for Akhirat? And the reality of the matter is that we start preparing for Akhirat from the time we are born already. That is, our parents guide us in that way. The advice they give us, the environment they create for us is fully of Akhirat. Today our minds, good Muslims, learned people, we also feel children must play stuff, leave them to play. Bihlul was a great buzurg, a madzub, a person who we will say is a mad person. And they are mad, but mad in the love of Allah, mad in preparing for Akhirat. And we are also mad, but we are mad for dunya, and for the passion of dunya, and for the things of dunya we are mad for. And they are mad for the real things. We are mad for the spaza things, and for the fake things. So who is the real mad person? A person who is mad for all this spaza, all these things of this dunya, or for the real, real life of Akhirat. So anyway, he was walking and he saw children playing on the road. Then there was some playing, and one child was standing on the side, young boy, 3-4 years. So he asked him, "You not playing?" And Behlul, a great buzurg, a person like that who is mad in the love of Allah, Akhirat. The small boy told him, that we created for playing. He got a shock. the small boy giving me advice. And what advice? He says then, for what are we created? Say, Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And alhamdulillah, today also there are those small children who will give you answers like that. And quote ayats of the Quran and answer you. If they are brought up in the correct way, and that has to do everything with the mother and father, particularly the mother. If we train the children like that, and if we train them with a cell phone from the start, and we with cartoons and with comic strips and all those things, then that is what we must expect then. But if we train them with the correct thing, then we can expect that. So he said that, but you're still small. Ibadat you'll make when you grow up. He says, I see my mother, when she lights the fire, she puts the small twigs first. And when they catch fire, then she puts the bigger logs and the bigger pieces of wood. So I'm afraid Qiyamah day, Allah will put us small children first. And then he'll put the bigger logs and the bigger sinners after that. So like that we have to prepare, the more we prepare. So Allah has given us our whole life. Then Allah has been more merciful, and this life, think for what Allah has given. Then we will appreciate the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, our life. Who of us actually think that we made shukr, Ya Allah, you gave me this life of mine. We just take it for granted. And Allah has given us our life. What can we look after ourselves? We want to take out some medical aid or some health plan or something to look after ourselves. We feel we have to go to doctor checkup. Is my cholesterol right? My sugar this right? By the age of 40, I must have a checkup. I must go without need also. I must go for an MRI, a scan. Everything must be checked. And these scans and those things, they are the things that bring your cancer in your body and your diseases. We so abil mujemar is a Urdu saying that you go and interfere with people and make them fight against you and hit you. So like that we inviting trouble. So that is not our way. Our way, we have to worry of akhirat, prepare for akhirat. But today we also like the people of the world, and the people of the world are the kuffar, and we following in their ways. And if we bring little bit of namaz in our lives, little bit of knowledge, then we are big alims now. And we are big pious people. But our whole life is still the way of the kuffar. We have to bring our whole life according to, we don't look at sunnat in anything. We look at all dunya's things. So Allah give us tawfiq. Then Allah is in His infinite mercy has made us, gave us our body, gave us our health, gave us oxygen, didn't leave it to us. You must go and see to your oxygen. And He gave us this ground to live on. Hey, everything Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, we buy a piece of ground, we build a house, outwardly we, but it is all arranged by Allah. Allah sees to all His creation. So Allah has done all that, and then on top of that, throughout our life, our whole lives are such that are so valuable if we make them valuable. And if we don't, they are valuable. But if we don't make them valuable, we make them valueless. And they lose all their value. It was so valuable every moment to recognize Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, He is ma'rifat, He is recognition. And the signs of it, Allah has put everywhere. Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. In the earth, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَات, plenty ayats, not one, two. Every ayat of a Quran, it's called ayat, that's a direction, directing you to Allah. And then how many ayats Allah says, it's not one ayat there, ayat, many directions to reach Allah. We all, inshallah, alhamdulillah, made khatam in Ramadan. Some of us made how many khatam? But we didn't get direction. Every ayat, over 6,000 ayat, all are direction. And how many ayat? Fi dhalika la ayat, many ayat, but we didn't get direction. So Allah says, wa fil ardi ayatul lil muqineen. for those people who felt iqan, yaqeen. And in that we lack terribly, all of us lack, that conviction on the life of akhirah, that conviction on the being of Allah, that conviction that Islam is the only, not the religion of Allah, the only religion of Allah now. Since Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, no Christian, it was 100% correct in the time of Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Judaism, all that. But now only. And how angry Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam got on a person like Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when he was just reading some ayat and pages of the Torah. Now it's only Islam. So Allah has given all that. So this iqan, this yaqeen, until we don't build it. And that building of it is, Allah has made, as I said, easy. Just the recitation of La ilaha illallah. But how many of us are bad? Whether we are in our khankah or in any other khankah, we are bad. How many of us read our 100 times today, La ilaha illallah? Very few of us. And those who read it also, perhaps half sleepy. No concentration. And Allah is so kind. The words, especially the Arabic words, La ilaha illallah. Just by reciting it, even with ghaflat and unmindfulness, it's got great, great value. But that great, great value is fi nafsi in it. Compared to that zikr which is made with concentration, that is nothing. Though it's great in itself, but compared to the zikr of concentration, that is how great is this. And the more we, and Allah opens, and it's a fear, it's Allah's system. Anything in the world, which line you pursue, Allah opens that more and more on you. Even dunya's things, the more you pursue it, the more that opens on you. Deen also. And if we don't make effort, otherwise La ilaha illallah has got no limit to what its great powers are. La ilaha illallah, la hijab dun Allah. Nothing can block it from Allah Ta'ala. A person who reads 100 times La ilaha illallah will come on the day of Qiyamah with his face shining like the 14th full moon. A person, and that is that all darkness will be out. He will just be radiant, brilliant. What magnificence in his face. Just a person who reads La ilaha illallah. So how many of us, and how long will it take? A few minutes it will take, but we don't do that. And if we do it more, and as it opens, you will get more attracted in it. You won't be able to stay away. Then you will say, in the heavens Allah, on the earth Allah, in the masajid Allah, in the houses Allah, in the bazaars Allah, in the shopping malls Allah, Allah everywhere, wherever you can think, inside is Allah, outside is Allah, you'll just see Allah all the time. And when that happens, Allah is not the height. There is no limit to the beauty of Allah. You'll be seeing that beauty. Allah, there is no limit to the knowledge and intelligence of Allah. Allah is khallaq-e alim. Not only khaliq, khallaq-e alim. Allah is khallaq-e azim. The qudrat of Allah. You'll just see Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has done all. But all this is on iqan, the starting point. And for that, so easy. You can't go to a khanka. There is no zikr majlis in your masjid. You can sit and make in your house. Or not in your bedroom, on your bed you can say. 100 times, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And when you'll get the enjoyment, you won't be able to stay away. You no matter how sleepy you are, you won't be able to sleep till I haven't completed my 100 times, La ilaha illallah. But all that is, if we at least make some movement in that direction. Otherwise, we have abandoned it totally. If we have abandoned it, how can we expect anything from the people who don't come to masjid? If we have abandoned it, how can we expect anything from the non-Muslims? And we blame them. The drug addicts are like, the crooks are like that, the drug lords are like, it's all we the cause, because what we have got, we're not applying it. We have to do it first. So, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتُ لِلْمُوْقِنِينَ وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. And not only on the earth, look at the earth everywhere. What are the signs of Allah? قِطْعٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ. Allah has made the earth all pieces bordering and neighboring one another. The one piece is a perfect banana plantation. There you plant bananas and you're going to get wonderful bananas. Bordering it is another piece of ground which is a perfect gold mine. So don't plant bananas where there is a gold mine. And don't go and look for gold where it's a banana plantation. Then there is a place perfect for maize, mealies. Another place perfect for mangoes. Plant mangoes there. Allah has made all the whole world. Allah has, and the signs in the earth. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala puts gold in one place. Allah puts platinum in another place. And Allah's system. Allah puts it what we call the poor countries. And they can't benefit from it. Who benefits? The people who are advanced in technology. And they come and then rob them of all their raw minerals. And they take them away. Oil, Allah is the one who put it in the land. Everything is from Allah Ta'ala. So the earth alone, if you think, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. The earth is all around you. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. Look in yourself. أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Who made your eyes? Who is giving you, who is maintaining your eyes? Your motor car. You put solar panels. They tell you, once in 6 months, you must clean them. You must maintain them. You have got this. This must be maintained. That must be maintained. How do we maintain our eyes? And we are using them. Allahu Akbar, on that one point a year. I remember Sa'id ibn Musayyib, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great tabi who came after the time of the Sahaba tabi. He says, I'm 80 years old now. In his time, he says, one eye is completely blind. And my other eye got very little vision. But I've got no itminan. I'm not safe from the fitna of woman. 80 years old, a tabi. How pious Sa'id ibn Musayyib. What a great tabi. One eye is completely blind. One eye, very little vision, we'll say 2%, 5%. And he says, I'm not safe from the fitna of woman. And we mix freely. We walk out, we come out of our house. We don't think I must guard my eyes today. We're just looking around. Anyone greet us, we say they greet us. It's not nice if we don't reply the greeting. Whereas if the perfect thing is, a ghair mahram's greeting, you don't reply. Even on the phone, you don't reply. You don't know this shaitan, how in just that salam, he so much of fitna, and you get involved in there. So Allah Ta'ala, so وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, your eyes, your brains, your heart, the blood moving at what the speed in the body, how it is moving on its definite course it goes into the heart, to the lungs, gets purified, carbon dioxide taken out, oxygen, new blood made, running all the time. What is the وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ. And then if you look around you, you see the earth. You look in yourself. There is no time to look at the phone. No time for porn and no time for all other things. Look at Allah's Qudrat all the time. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ. And your rosy, Allah says, is not on the ground where you seeing it. It is not in the tree, and neither is it in the factory. Allah says, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ. Your rosy is in the heavens. وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. And whatever you have been produced, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. There is nothing but the treasures, the storage of it, the warehouse of it is by us. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. And we send it down, but we send it measured. And Allah says, if I have to give everyone all his rosy one time, it will go to his head. He won't know how many people, when they get a big amount of money, the world crews. Go and spend it money here, waste it here, waste it on women. All that money just burnt out. So we won't be able, and if Allah has to give us our whole life's quota of water, where will we store it? When we were born, when we couldn't do anything for ourselves, if together at the time of birth, Allah said you're going to need 200 bags of rice for your life. Here's your 200 bags of rice. You'll need 500 bags of maize, millet. Here it is now. Everything, what should we do? And Allah sends it where we are. How much we need, Allah sends it. And our rosy is 40 days before us in that place. We're not even thinking I'm going to that place, but my rosy is delivered there already. And when I go there, I find it there. What is the great? The Qudrat of Allah. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ. By the qasam of the Rabb of Allah, who is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, Allah is 100% haq. But how many of us sitting, we got doubts in Allah. We got doubts in the laws of Allah Ta'ala. We give preference to kuffar laws. We give preference to atheist laws. We give preference to people who are napak in their heart and their mind, who are napak in their clothing. We give preference to them where Allah Ta'ala is so pure and so clean. And Allah is absolute. فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ مِثْلَ مَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْتِقُونَ. How you speak, it's a reality. We all know I'm speaking now. And if it's ladies all, they all speaking and nobody listening. And all of them just speaking all the time. One place they made an announcement for all the men, all those who are under their woman, their wives, petticoat government, woman rule. The Minister of Home Affairs is a woman. So all that man must come this side. So all came, everyone. One man was left here. What happened to you? You're not under woman rule? All these other men are all under woman rule. He said that my wife is part of this organization. And she knew this announcement was going to be made. She told me, you don't move. You stay there. You don't make a move from there. So every one of us under her petticoat government. So anyway, and women when they talk, the miracle we see of this, only place perhaps in the world, are the Haramain. When they, before namaz, the talking in the woman areas, and the children, how it is, but that one, aqimus salah, make get silence. To get women, if there are 4 million people in the haram, 1 million quarter at least are women. For 1 million women, and before namaz, go in the women section or pass there, and you just hear them talking all the time. They're supposed to, they say we're going to haram to read Quran Sharif, to read Tasbih, but they're talking. One way they don't understand the language, but they make a conversation with some Indonesian and Malaysian and Arab and everyone. They don't understand, but they have to still make their conversation with them also. But just let the in Allahu Akbar of the Imam, and they did silence. Pin drop silence. So what is the Qudr? So anyway, the stalking of us is a reality. Allah is a reality. There is no doubt in the existence. Allah give us tawfiq. So Allah has given us this opportunity to prepare for that akhirat. In Allah's great mercy of the about 6 months of the year, Allah has made it more valuable. From the month of Rajab, for which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked forward. And he made dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. And then Shaban comes after that. And Rajab comes with its great glory of the Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which filled is such a imani booster that how the Mi'raj took place. And alhamdulillah, by and large, all Muslims 100% accept the Mi'raj. And great psychologists, philosophers, professors can't understand the Mi'raj. But we accept it wholeheartedly. And if you have to think of it, what a great miracle the Mi'raj is. And the more bigger miracle than that Allah gave namaz as a gift. If we do take it as a gift, what is our attitude to namaz? How many of us make namaz? How many of us are paban regular with our namaz? How many of us are eager for namaz? Not just last minute, just rushing, pushing this work also, last minute quickly toilet, didn't make istinja properly, slapdash wuzu, and there we are gone. How many imams are like that? On the musalla we are, but we just rushed for the namaz. We didn't look forward to namaz. Namaz was such a thing, it comes in the hadith, a person who after one namaz, who waits for the next namaz. Namaz is such a thing that you wait for your next namaz, and you are keen and eager for namaz. How many of us in namaz, How many of us are in the masjid? Our bodies are here, but our body is not our life. Our life is our ruh. And how many of us, our ruh is in the masjid? We are still in our work at home. We are still in our shops we are. We are still on the sports ground. We are here, our bodies we put here, but we still move. How many wrong things we are doing? While our bodies we left in the masjid, we are doing so many wrong things. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity, the month of Rajab, for our namaz, to work on our namaz. And Shaban to purify and cleanse ourselves and our bodies also, cleanliness, and to free ourselves of all gunas also, gunas of kufr and shirk also, all that good. Then what to say of the month of Ramadan? What a month Allah Ta'ala has given us. May Allah make us, this is why Allah has put us here, not to make a big empires, investment, this investment, that investment. No, we are here to prepare for the akhirat, for all to recognize Allah and to get the greatest enjoyment. And then after that, Allah brought the month of Shawwal in between. So 3 months there, Shawwal. Then 3 months again now, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, the Ashur-e-Hurum. And Allah says, Inna iddat ash-shuhuri inda Allah, the number of months by Allah Ta'ala are 12 shahran fi kitabillah. 12 months Allah has made. And the world, the time is measured by two things, the sun and the moon. And Allah made both for us also. The sun, all your namazes will be with the sun. Fajr, before sunrise. Ishraq, so many minutes after sunrise. Chash namaz, before midday zawal. And Zohar namaz after Zawal. Asr, so much time before sunset. Maghrib after sunset. Everything Allah made. And Allah's system is, Allah made everything. You are here for ibadat. You are not here to make big, big calculations. Astronomical calculation about the sun when it's at this degree and this hour, so many, then it is time. No, you just see easily what everyone, you are in a mountain somewhere, you are in a jungle, you are on a ship in the sea. You look, now you can see sun is going to rise. The redness, the whiteness is starting now. It's time from Fajr now. And the sun has risen, you can see clearly. And the sun has now risen, time for your Ishraq. And just a small stick there, you will see that the shadow is becoming a long shadow from Fajr, can becoming shorter and shorter. When it reaches its shortest point, that is the time the sun is exactly in the middle. You don't need all big calculations. Just one tree that is standing there, one stick that you put, your own shadow you see. And you can see. And then when the shadow starts going in the other side, short it is becoming longer. Now the sun has moved from the middle. Now it's time for your Zohar namaz, Asr, Isha, everything Allah made it easy. Then to calculate the number of months in the year, Allah made it again, not with the sun. That calculation you wouldn't be able to. It would be difficult. But so Allah made it with the moon. And the moon, you just look up on the 29th. You see if you can see the moon. You saw it. Reasonable proof is given. Moon was a new month has started. You don't need all the calculation. The moon is so many hours old. It was born at this time. It will be at this angle. We don't need any of that. Allah made it so easy. So that you can do all this is, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You acquire taqwa. The closeness of Allah. You engage in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah gave that. Then comes again these 3 months which are together now. Today, Dhul-Qa'dah, one day has passed, over 24 hours. How many of us don't know we are in Ashur-e-Hurum? The sacred, the valuable months we are in. And what it is, those of us who know, what did we do when such a season has come, such an occasion, what have we prepared now for it? Now that occasion is here. How many of us, we are totally unmindful. And for 3 months, 90 days more or less, we will have this great, great opportunity. These months are Imam Abu Bakr Jassat in Ahkamul Quran, Rahmatullah Ali, right, that this is whatever you will do, ibadat that you do, the sawab is multiplied much more. The general rule for the whole year, whenever you make the niyat of a good deed, you get the sawab. When you do it, The minimum increase is by 10%, up to 700, and even more than that Allah gives as He wants to according to our amal. But in this month, even more than that it is now. Who of us took cognizance of it? 24 hours, 28 hours have passed. Who of us did anything to prepare for that? We are not even aware of it. And then the gunas that we commit, the general rule for the whole year is that you make one guna is written, not more. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi writes on that this is also the great mercy of Allah. He wants to make everyone successful. So for good deeds, your niyat you get sawab. You do it multiplied by 10. Guna you make niyat, no guna. When you make the guna, one guna is written. So that the balance is that your sawab will be much more. But in spite of that, if we have to lose out, sir, then how, what great losers won't we be? And what great losses won't we suffer? So anyway, but in this month, guna is also multiplied. So we must be very careful. The 4 months, the Rajab which has passed, these 3 months, any guna, the guna becomes more. It's written down as more. And then another, this 4 months are such, whatever we will do in these months, it will remain as a habit for life, for the whole year and for life. To understand that, like a child, our child is doing hips. He's 11, 12 years, 13, 14 years, he's doing hips. We tell him, my child, work very hard. The ustad also tells him, your 2 years that's taking you to become a hafiz, 3 years, work very hard. And when it's completed, he say, give another 6 months. Give 1 year for your door. Make it pakka, and your whole life you don't have to worry. Whether you have a Quran, mushaf, to look inside and read, or you don't have, you will be able to read. Middle of the night, your eyes open. Hazrat Maulana Ashiq Ilahi Barni was a great, great alim. He was in Medina Sharif. His son narrated that towards the end of his life, normally old age sleep don't come. So he was just reading Quran. Now his wife wants to sleep. She says, sleep man, what's wrong with you? Sleep is not coming, what must I do? Let me read Quran Sharif, and I'm not reading loud. I'm reading, but women have their problems all the time. Why don't you sleep away? He was just reading Quran. 27th night, she went and make the sehri, and he got up for his tahajjud. He's not coming normal, she knows. Now I go, I prepare, and then he comes. Went and check, he's in sajda. Okay, he'll come just now. Go and check, he's in sajda, he'll come just now. Go and check, he's gone to Allah. So like that, if our lives become like that, how fortunate aren't we? 27th night, Jummah's night, in Medina Sharif. Allahu Akbar. Allah bless us and be kind to all of us. So anyway, a good deed, what you do in these 4 months will remain for you. You do your hifz, you did pakka, now you can just read. Your whole life you can read. Wherever you are, you haven't got a Quran, you haven't got wudu, but you can be reading. There was Maulana Suleiman Patel sahab. He was here in Forsberg, in Newtown. His son Muhammad is still there. He was a person, and many ulama of those days, they should walk, I know, from Newtown, come to Germiston, for example. No taxi, no train. Walking to other places, from there to Denver, walking. And you ask them, what's the distance? 5 suparas. That place is 8 suparas. That place is 7 suparas. Everything measured by supara. They should just be reading Quran Sharif all the time. So this was their lives like that. Quran Sharif all the time. So if we learnt it, we can do it all. So what we do in these months will remain the habit. We don't want to look at haram. Like Sayyid ibn Musayyib have that quality, 80 years old. And what is we... just this 4 months look after ourselves. And then naturally, and in fact then make the dua also. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman. Make iman, habib, the love of iman. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman. Wa zayyinhu fi qulub, and beautify it in our heart. Habib ilayna al-iman. Wa zayyinhu fi qulubina. Wa karrih ilayna al-kufr. Let us have the hatred of kufr. Today as we are sitting, how many of us, kufr things we love. how their woman dress, we want our woman to dress. Even if it is just in the bedroom or in the bed, but we want them to dress like the kuffar woman. Because we got the love of kuffar. That is that one degree, fi qulubihim marad, that is in there. The sports, how many of us love? How many of us just can't accept that the sport, that you must don't have anything to do with the kuffar sports? And what level, if you are playing, perhaps you have some exercise, but just following now, and which the British League, the whole world is gone mad behind the British League. And that we are following. The weddings we have, everything, Allah Ta'ala says, ha antum, ulai tuhibbunahum, wala yuhibbunakum. You love them, they don't love you. They got nothing. And our weddings, we do something like the Christian, the gown of the woman, white gown, that you must wear. We do something of the Hindu, some Mehndi party and that. Do something of the Barelvis, some Qawwali and that. Of everyone we got something. Will they ever in any of the occasions, okay, we'll do this of the Muslims. How the Muslims do. They nothing. They hate us. They hate our ways. And we love them and we love their way. Where are we? And said we are Ashik-e-Rasul. And I'm a good Muslim. And I'm a strong Muslim. So Allah Ta'ala guide us in all our matters. So what we will do in this month will become habit. And then we won't have that problem of all these things. So appreciate this 4 months. These 4 months are such. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah is quoted in Beshti Zewar. A person who keeps Rosa Thursday, Friday and Saturday will get about 12 to 14 weeks more or less. The opportunity. You get the sawab of keeping Rosa for 700 years. Mm-hmm. 3 days Rosa. Who can give you bargains like this? They will say bargains galore, but what are those? And everything, there is a, somewhere they still, you're still paying the full price. You are thinking that you are getting it, or you are get this discount and that discount, but in the meantime you pay still. This, all this, loyalty programs with the airlines, what? You member of? Frequent flyer and all that. They give you a free ticket, but the tax you have to pay, they cover it up all in there. They're just bluffing us in all these things here. But the bargains really are from Allah. Where you do a little work, Allah says, make my dhikr morning and evening. That means all the time. And then read tasbih also. Then the practical application, Allah says, who remembers me a little while after Asr and Fajr. And little while looks like the 33, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. About a minute. And Allah says, I will be sufficient for you for all the time in between. Okay. Allah told Ibrahim alayhi salam, make the biggest sacrifice, slaughter your son. Allah accepted a ram in its place. So Allah makes everything so easy. Allah demands and asks for the highest. Be prepared for it. That's all. And Allah takes very little in return. Allah doesn't take that big sacrifice. Allah takes very small, but we be prepared for it. So Allah, so during these months, try and keep these rosas. And what great reward. Just 3 days rosas and 700 years ibadat sawab. Making ibadat for 700. Who's going to live for 50? Most of the people in the Qabristan we go and see, the ages under 50. And yeah, just for the 3 days rosa. And you, every year we get the opportunity about 12, 14 times the weekends come. And with, multiplied by 7, about, what's it, 8,400 years of sawab of ibadat. Allah give us tawfiq. These opportunities won't come always. In the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, are you waiting till you become so old that you can't do anything? Then you want to start your ibadah. Are you waiting that you become sick and then you want to start your ibadah? Are you waiting till you become poor and then you want to start your ibadah? Now is the time. Allah give us tawfiq. We've got this wonderful opportunities. Appreciate them. Use them. And move in this line and see what barakat, what enjoyment. And see how Allah gives you dunya's na'mat, akhirat's na'mat. And Allah is most merciful, most kind. We have to just turn to Him. Allah give us tawfiq.